from Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
To do it on a Saturday is the next step. Full confidence that he's going to do that.
The only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network.
I like the presence, quite honestly, of both quarterbacks. Both guys, in their own way, lead.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield's Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
This past football weekend in the Big 12, we had the highest of highs and certainly the lowest of lows. Winners of three straight with a streaking defense, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The first team to clinch a berth in the Big 12 title game.
And you just went to Lubbock, Texas and shut Texas Tech out. How about this, John? I just found it. First time Texas Tech has been shut out since 1997 at Nebraska. And the first time the Red Raiders have been shut out at home since 1987 against Arkansas in the Southwest Conference. That's how ancient that is. On the 4th of December, no matter what happens next week, we will be playing in the Big 12 championship game in Arlington, Texas.
It's a big moment. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Cowboys. We'll have him along here in just a little bit. We'll have more on that Oklahoma State defense, and we'll talk more about this season for the Cowboys. And then you have losers of six straight, the Texas Longhorns. Steve Sarkisian, after a 31-23 loss at West Virginia.
We got to finish this season strong Saturday, and we owe it to our seniors. We need to celebrate them this week. They've given a lot to this university and to a lot to this program. And so we'd like nothing more than to send them out with a win in their last game at DKR. And that's really where we're at. You know, as far as the extra practice time, yeah, sure, we'd like that. But the reality of it is, as we build this thing, as we build this culture, you know, recognizing that this is clearly been a difficult stretch for our players and for our coaches. And I feel for those guys because they battle, they compete. I say it all the time. They come to work every day. They give us what they got. And we just haven't broken through yet. And that's the biggest frustrating part. In every game, it seems like there's a different story to tell of why that didn't happen.
I like Sarkisian. I like his message. But I'll go back to my comments after the bowl game last year. I thought they were heading in the right direction. I don't know if a change was needed. I questioned it. No bowl game this year for the Texas Longhorns. Some of the other highs, Baylor with a 20-10 win at Kansas State. They keep their Big 12 title game appearance hopes alive. They'll need some help from Oklahoma State, but a quick 14-0 lead in Manhattan helped the Bears.
Ebner in the backfield, handoff to Ebner, running right, he's got a hold to the 5, to the end zone, Tristan Ebner in for the Baylor touchdown. First possession of the night, the Bears take advantage of the muff punt and punch it in for an early 6-0 lead.
John Morris, TCU ended the Jayhawks' thoughts of winning two games. A late drive set up a 25-yard field goal from Griffin Kale. And the Horned Frogs hold off the Jayhawks 31-28.
From the middle of the field, it's a 25-yarder. Sandy gets it down. Griffin Kale gets it up, and it is dead, solid, perfect. With 6 seconds left, the Horned Frogs go up 31-28.
So the Horned Frogs, they made their coaching change. They need a win this Saturday at Iowa State to become bowl eligible and finish 6-6. As much as they have struggled, this will be an uphill climb against the Cyclones, who still have a lot to play for, a lot of pride there. So we'll see if TCU can get to bowl eligibility. And there were a lot of hopes for Iowa State. They felt like they had unfinished business after losing to Oklahoma in last year's Big 12 title game. So many key pieces back together on offense. Those title hopes, This year, batted down by the Sooners, 28-21.
Fake throw. Williams runs. Has a hole up the middle. 30, 35. Bounces outside. Watch out. Open field. Caleb down the sidelines. Nothing but grass. He is gone. Touchdown. Caleb Williams. 74 yards. And the Sooners answer back.
Toby Rowland. All right, so here's the scenario for this weekend. Baylor is taking on Texas Tech Saturday, 11 a.m. on FS1. The Bears must win. They would get to 7-2 in the Big 12. Then later, Saturday evening, it's Bedlam, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State, 6:30 from Stillwater. If the Cowboys were to beat the Sooners, after a Baylor win, it would then be Baylor and Oklahoma State on December 4th. So Oklahoma must win this game. If Baylor wins, they need to beat the Cowboys to hold off the Bears and earn another trip to AT&T Stadium, looking for what would be their seventh straight Big 12 championship and Lincoln Riley's fifth. You know, I've said this before. They had a chance. The grand poobahs of college football should have just expanded this thing to eight teams for the playoffs. Now, you might think I'm being a little bit of a homer, but you look at Cincinnati, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State in that mix, maybe Michigan. These are all teams that appear to be deserving. And why can't you have all the Power Five schools? Or at least the champion, right? So I don't know how Oklahoma State plays this thing out. I mean, do you want to win a Big 12 championship? I mean, it's going to be difficult if they have to play Oklahoma twice in 2 weeks to win both. If they do, that certainly makes a strong case, I would think, of getting them closer to that playoff picture. But a one-loss Oklahoma State team that beats, let's say they beat the Sooners back-to-back weeks, and they're not in the college football play. There's just something wrong with that. And I'll give you a little bit of a tease when we talk to Dave Hunziker here shortly. He's got a stat that will blow your mind away. And so when I hear these stats and I think about how these things should be shaping up, I just feel like we need an eight-team playoff. We'll see. So Dave Hunziker, voice of the Cowboys, will be along. Chris Plank of the Sooner Sports Network, he'll be along. And we'll talk about this Bedlam game. We'll talk about where these teams are headed. And that's certainly not to count out the Baylor Bears. We talked with them last week. A great season there, too. So a lot still hanging in the balance. We'll discuss it all, and we will have much, much more coming up as we are just rolling along here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. It's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, House Rules, Zest I Ever Had. Big 12 Meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Making It Look Natural, we have to give it to the defense of ninth-ranked Oklahoma State, wrapping up its first spot in the Big 12 championship game with their 23-0 win over Texas Tech, completely throttling an offense that had not been shut out since 1997. Now, the players and names have changed. I know all that. But still, that's an impressive run to have that come to an end. The Cowboys have only allowed one offensive touchdown over the last 4 games. This was their first shutout on the road since 1995. The Oklahoma State Cowboys defense, Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer.
2nd and 13, loss of 3. From the shotgun, Smith gets the ball, back to pass, hit, breaks free, and he is sacked back at the 18-yard line. Smith in the shotgun, gets the ball, 3-man rush, steps up, pocket collapses, he's sacked on a 3-man rush back at the 10-yard line. Brock Martin got home. home. Who says you need the blitz? Three men rushing. One guy got him. That's all you need. Fourth down and five at the Cowboy 37. Claps his hands, gets the ball. Back to pass. Throws it deep down the far side, and the pass is broken up, incomplete at the six-yard line. Tanner McAllister, I think, is the one who got there in the lick of time to knock it away from Ezukama. Motion in front of the quarterback. He takes the ball. Fakes a handoff. Hit in the backfield. Fumbles a football, and the Cowboys have fallen on it at the 25-yard line.
That's Dave Hunziker with the call, making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer. Congratulations to the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I can't think of a better way to spend bedlam than with Natty Light Seltzer. Crashing the party hard. You know what? Let's talk to Dave Hunziker. We'll have him next on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a two-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student-athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
This is Big 12 This Week, and you can listen on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, as we preview Bedlam Part 1. Well, we don't know if there will be a Part 2 yet, but we've got Bedlam coming up. Dave, welcome to the show. I want to start with it, because head coach Mike Gundy said he's running out of things to say about the defense. How would you describe their play down the stretch of the season?
Well, just dominant and just so in sync. I mean, they play so well together, and they're so good at so many different things because they tote a tremendous amount of experience across the board. I mean, you know, Texas Tech had not been shut out in Lubbock in almost 40 years, had not been shut out at all in almost 25. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know. They just are locking people up. I mean, Tech barely got to 100 yards of offense. But that's been the theme three of the last 4 weeks. And even TCU, you know, the only touchdowns that they scored, one was on a fumble return for a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and another was against the second string defense. The first string defense for Oklahoma State hasn't given up a touchdown in 15 quarters. That's basically four games. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is. Well, I was going to say that, you know, I've heard so much about the defense that I'm, as an outsider, I'm under the impression, and I think a lot of fans are, is that they've carried the team. As an outsider, how is the offense?
Well, the offense is just complimentary. I mean, the offense is probably capable of more. Now, they've had some injuries, and they're beat up now, unfortunately, here at the end of the season with some guys on the offensive line and even at receiver, but you know, Coach Gundy has managed this beautifully. Offensively, they just don't do anything more than they have to. When your defense is this good, you know, you don't have to do a lot on offense. And once they get a lead, they just sit on it. You know, I tell people 2011 with the offense, the way the Cowboys played, it was so good and so explosive offensively. I said, you know, if you were bit by a snake, it was like being bit by a cobra or a black mamba, where the death happens quick. With Oklahoma State this year, it's like an anaconda. It just squeezes a life out of you. It's a very slow death, but it happens. Death comes, just comes in a different way.
Yeah.
And offensively, they just play complimentary football. You know, I asked Coach today, this being early in the Bedlam week, I said, how much offense do you still have in your pocket? He said, oh, we got a lot. He said, we haven't had to use it. Didn't want to use it. You don't want to beat yourself when your defense is playing so well. They've got a lot of things in their pocket they haven't used. And, you know, now you're getting to the point in the season where you can cut some of that loose if you wish. I'm kind of excited to see what new flavors might be coming.
The biggest win the first 6 weeks of the season, I think, was by 11 points. And then after the 24-21 loss to Iowa State, I think the average margin of victory is something now like 35. And I know that might be skewed a bit because of the Kansas game, but was there something substantial that changed after that loss to Iowa State? Did you notice anything, or has it just been a steady progression?
You know, I think any as much as anything, Bill, it's been the schedule. I mean, you faced Kansas State, Baylor, Texas, Iowa State out of the gate. You know, so that was, you know, that was a quick, you know, a quick introduction to the best in the league. And then you faced Kansas, who's obviously not as good. And, you know, West Virginia has been very hit and miss. TCU has been hit and miss. Texas Tech has been hit and miss. I think the reality is you played a tough early part of the schedule that you had to manage. And so I think that probably played as much of a role of it in it, much of a role in it as anything.
Dave Hunziker is the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline as we preview Bedlam, which is our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. ticketsforless.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. So, Dave, I was going to ask you about that, about how the Cowboys approach this game. Because if Baylor loses, then we already know there will be a Bedlam Part 2. But if Baylor wins, then Oklahoma has to win. So what does Coach Gundy and his staff do? Do they show Oklahoma very little? Do they try to win this game? Do they try to keep players fresh? You know, because then on the other side of it, though, too, you don't want to hurt your college football playoff resume, but you want to win that Big 12 championship. I feel like it could be kind of tricky, or am I just overthinking way too much?
No, I think you did. Actually, you just go full bore. Yeah, you've got a chance to make the playoff, which is so hard to do. That, to me, that's all you're thinking about. You know, the Big 12 title is a stop on the journey, and you have to go all out, you know, foot to the floor to do everything you can to win these next two and get in the playoff.
Yeah.
Sure, you'd love to win a Big 12 championship. There may be other years that come up where you have a chance to win a Big 12 championship and have no shot to make the playoff. And there's no guarantee they'd make the playoff if they win these last two, but I think they'd have a good chance at it. Hey, you got to go. It is go time. You've got to go and do everything you can to try to win these next two and see if the playoff is part of your future, because it is so difficult to be in this position. How about this, Bill? Let me share this with you. So the last 11 years, and I used the Associated Press poll because I had a hard time finding the college football playoff ranking data. So I had to use the AP poll. In the last 11 seasons, there have been 8 teams that have been ranked in the top 10 5 times or more during that 11-year span at this time of year, late November, week before Thanksgiving. Here are the schools: Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, Oregon, Notre Dame, Georgia, and Oklahoma State.
Wow.
That is elite company. Elite company. Oklahoma State is in that mix. And the thing is, when you stop and think about it, because there's only a 4-team college football playoff, being in this position this late in the year on a regular basis is almost like making a Sweet 16 or an Elite 8 in basketball. So you think about that. If that's the case, you'd be having 5 Elite 8s or 5 Sweet 16s in the last 11 years. That's pretty darn good.
That is good. That really is. And I think if you named off all of those other programs, fans would be saying, yeah, I could see that. I could see that. I could see that. And then when you say Oklahoma State, they'd have the same response that I did. Like, wow. You wouldn't think of it. But Mike.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Yeah. Mike Gundy has done an amazing job. What would this do for his legacy to have the Big 12 championship then?
Well, I think it gets a statue built. That's what I think it does. If he wins Big 12 championship and he goes to the playoff, statue's probably happening anyway, but then it becomes probably a more expensive, prettier statue. I know it would mean a lot to him. And here's the thing with this team. This is what's crazy, Bill. He said this on the TV show last week. I don't know if there's a guy on this team who'd be picked in the first 4 rounds of the draft. I don't think they have a guy like that. And yet here they are. And now the ultimate litmus test is Oklahoma, because they do have those kind of guys. And has Oklahoma State played a lot of teams with those types of players? Not really. Now it's the ultimate litmus test to see, okay, you've managed to get through the conference. You've done wonderfully. You had the one loss at Iowa State. Now you're playing a team with a bunch of pros. You haven't seen a lot of teams with a lot of pros. Can you do it? Can you beat them? Can you beat them, with so much on the line? I mean, we'll find out.
Dave Hunziker is voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline as we preview this week's Can't Miss Game of the Week. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State Bedlam. It certainly brings up a lot of drama. You've got great team play against the superstars. As you look at the matchups against Oklahoma, what's favorable for the Cowboys in one-on-one matchups, whether it's on the outside, in the trenches?
Oh.
But Oklahoma State is such a good team. They play such a good team.
That's just it. I mean,
right?
It's a collective. It's a collective thing. I think Oklahoma State's ability to rotate fresh defensive linemen in could be helpful for sure. I think that's a really good thing. You know, now Caleb Williams is unbelievably talented. I do think a young quarterback against Oklahoma State's defense can be problematic for an opponent. They do so many things to disguise coverage, and they're so good at it. And their press man coverage is really good. Now you're facing a different cat with Oklahoma this week because of the type of speed they have at receiver. If there's a team that can hurt them that way, more than any team they've played, it's Oklahoma, in my opinion. They're the team that can do it. But an inexperienced quarterback against this defense with all the disguise and the, you know, the tight press coverage. And of course, Williams has got a Nolan Ryan type arm. I mean, he can bring it. So he's probably able to, you know, to thread those needles. But, you know, what happens when he has to sit back here and he doesn't know what he's seeing? Experience matters against this Cowboy defense. That's the part of it that intrigues me. If Williams manages that really well, Oklahoma probably wins the game.
Two final questions. What is the Bedlam series like? What does it mean for the Oklahoma State fan?
Well, it's the end-all be-all, and the thing is, this could be the end. The reality is, this is, you know, likely to be the last Bedlam in Stillwater for a long time. Oklahoma State is contracted out with non-conference games through 2034. With those contracts come huge penalties if the Cowboys were to break those and try to incorporate Oklahoma. And the reality is right now would be a terrible time to be throwing money around because we don't know in 3 years what our television contract revenue is going to be. It may not be as much as it is now. So you can't just be throwing money around like it grows on trees. So this may be the last one for a while. It's unfortunate. I don't see, honestly, right now, and this could change any way that this series probably happens before 2035, unless a lot of changes occur. Of course, there's been lots of change that happens that we don't expect, and things come up that we don't expect, but this may be done for a while. And it's a huge deal to Oklahoma State fans. I do think the perspective has changed a little bit since Oklahoma decided to leave the league. I don't get the sense that it is as much the end-all be-all as maybe it used to be. Because I think people realize, shoot, this thing's about over, at least for a while. I mean, it's going to fall into the same category as West Virginia-Pittsburgh and West Virginia-Virginia Tech. Huge, longtime rivals that because of conference realignment literally have to go away because of obligations contractually. So that's probably where we're headed.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. You had talked about a statue from Mike Gundy. Does the statue one day have the mullet or no mullet?
I don't know. It depends on who's doing it, how good they are. The crew cut would be easier, but they probably have to. Just if you're going to depict him accurately, you have to figure out how you're going to sculpt that. So we'll leave that to the artists.
Ah, great stuff. Dave Hunziker, enjoy this weekend. Enjoy the next couple of weekends. It's going to be great football.
It is. Very fortunate to be in this position.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate your time. I know it's a busy week. Thank you for joining us.
You bet, Bill.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Cowboys on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. You can listen to the show as a podcast. If you download it, go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even the Big 12 website, big12sports.com. Subscribe to Big 12 this week. Joining us now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Chris Plank from the Sooner Sports Network. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, and I'll add you can get it on Soonersports.com/podcast, too. So we make sure that Big 12 this week is always part of our Sooner Radio Network, and proud to have it.
That's great to hear. Thank you so much. Hey, at the time of this recording, we don't know the college football playoff rankings. What we do know is it's a very steep climb to get into the college football playoff for any Big 12 team, right?
Okay, so as we tape this, I'm going to use my future Chris. I think that there is a very good chance that Ohio State is 2 and Michigan is 4. Now, I'm a little bit more optimistic than some, but I think there's two major hurdles for both Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And one of those is the perception of Notre Dame and kind of how their record has been viewed this season. And then Cincinnati. I think Houston's going to get Cincinnati in the American Championship game, so that might bail out the committee. But, you know, it's you're right, Bill. That's a good way to put it. It's out there in front of you. So if you're Mike Gundy or if you're Lincoln Riley, you're still able to tell your team, listen, everything we want is right in front of us right now. But in reality, it's kind of shocking to see that we're in a situation right now where, you know, you're looking at a team that could finish 11-1. Well, that will finish. The Big 12 champion that's going to finish 11-1 in the regular season. And maybe even 12-1 if they win the Big 12 championship game and could find themselves on the outside looking in. But I firmly believe if we get to that point, it's going to be closer than people think. I think it's going to be a lot tighter to getting that fourth spot. And I bring this up a lot. Oklahoma's the only team that's represented the Big 12 in the 4-team playoff. And in their last two appearances, the first time they've shown up in the top four are the final rankings. So if they're going to get in, that'll happen again. But I'm not – I'm not optimistic, but in the same vein, Bill, I'm not counting anything out right now.
Yeah. And Chris, what are the reasons? I mean, Oklahoma isn't blowing away the college football playoff committee. Were they put on too big of a pedestal? Is it like you talked about? They got in the final weeks, not beating people the way expected. What's this mystery? I mean, to me, Oklahoma's a good football team.
I think it's a couple of things. Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with the expectations coming into this season. You know, this was a season that a lot of people would circle, you know, and Oklahoma opened the season in some people's minds, you know, preseason number two, and others had them preseason top five. And when you're playing a Tulane team that is, you know, that's got the football with a chance to beat you on its final drive, or a Nebraska team with that same scenario, you know, no one really truly cares about anything else that you won. They care, my gosh, it was a tight game. And Oklahoma doesn't have that signature win. Listen, Oregon finally kind of shot itself in the foot on Saturday night getting smoked by Utah, but people were overlooking a really bad loss to a really bad Stanford team because they had a signature non-conference win. Unfortunately for Oklahoma, Nebraska stinks, so that non-conference win doesn't look all that good. Unfortunately for Oklahoma State, Boise State and Tulsa aren't that good. So that non-conference win doesn't do much for them. The best non-conference win in this conference might be Baylor over BYU. And unfortunately, with a couple of losses, that makes it tougher for the Baylor Bears. So, yeah, I don't think the issue here is simple to me. They don't have a signature non-conference win to hang their hat on. If they did, it might be a different scenario. And, you know, Oklahoma's really only had that once, right? 2017, when they beat Ohio State, and that was the earliest they showed up in the rankings. So we'll see if maybe through some attrition, that ends up being an irrelevant conversation when comparing one-loss teams.
Chris Plank from the Sooner Sports Network joining us on Big 12 This Week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. All right, let's talk about Bedlam. I read this on ESPN. Caleb Williams, 75% completion rating against TCU, Kansas, Texas Tech. In the last 2 weeks against Baylor and Iowa State, better teams, better defense. He's just 17 of 36. In this must win, how will Lincoln Riley handle Williams? Will he be like Dave Roberts, manager of the LA Dodgers, and go with a quickie yank, you know, after 30 pitches?
Gosh, I hope not, because if he would have stayed with Max Scherzer, it would have been a different story. Listen, there's moments where I think that this is a conversation I have with a lot of Sooner fans. We have to remember that Caleb Williams is still a freshman, and he's a freshman that wasn't competing for the starting job at the start of the season. This was Spencer Rattler's job. So he literally went and took it with the performance at Texas, and you know, credit to Dave Aranda and credit to Mike Gundy Dave Aranda and credit to Matt Campbell with John Haycock, their defensive coordinator. And then looking ahead of this weekend, Mike Gundy and Jim Knowles. They've done a really good job of changing the narrative around this conference to where it's not running the gun, man. You're playing some really tough defenses. So I think it's a lot of things that factor in with Caleb. Number one, the Sooners running game has been inconsistent. They couldn't get it going against Baylor. And they didn't, you know, they had success with it on Saturday against Iowa State, but, you know, they kind of went away from it at times. So I'm a firm believer that Oklahoma is going to have an approach similar to Texas Tech in this game. And it's very early in the week, but I think there's not going to be a hook. You know, this is Caleb Williams' game. And the only way I could see it really going towards Spencer Rattler is if Caleb gets hurt. But I'm here to tell you right now, this is a defense that is nasty, but you can take some shots on them. And I think you're going to see a game plan similar to Tech where Oklahoma is going to come out and they're going to open it up. They're going to throw the football. They haven't done it well the last few weeks. Let's see how Caleb Williams responds here this week against the best defense Oklahoma's played this year.
And arguably, on the flip side, and Dave Hunziker mentioned this in our last segment, Oklahoma State will see an offense in Oklahoma that they haven't seen all year. So what will the Sooners try to do? Dig into that a little bit more about maybe taking some shots against them. What should fans look for specifically, you think?
Well, I think the way that it was described to me is Oklahoma State's defense, it's a lot like a zero blitz defense, only they don't it's not everyone coming after you. It's just very creative in what you've seen Jim Knowles do. And they're not afraid to put their corners on an island. They're not afraid to have them go one-on-one. So I think it's going to be big on the Oklahoma State receivers to do something that, honestly, over the last couple of weeks, we haven't really seen them do consistently. You know, they've struggled at times this year in getting separation and getting open and being playmakers. So I think, you know, number one, Caleb Williams has shown he can sling it. I think what's also been shown is Caleb Williams can be confused by what defenses are able to do against him. So in my opinion, I think the game plan for Oklahoma will be, hey, they're going to try to run the football, but I think they're going to try to throw it around the yard on Oklahoma State on Saturday night. Let's see how that goes. You know, it hasn't been very successful for teams this season, but I think there's some shot plays. You know, it's a different team. It's a different mindset, but we are a year removed from the Sooners throwing for, you know, 300 plus and four scores from Spencer Rattler. Nothing from last year matters, but Jim Knowles still has that same mindset. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see names like Mario Williams or Marvin Mims or even a Jane Hazelwood or Theo Weiss, who it looks like he's going to be back full bore this weekend for Oklahoma. I think it's going to be interesting to see if Oklahoma can have some success trying to throw the ball down the field against Oklahoma State on Saturday night.
And Chris, lastly, what does the Bedlam series mean to Sooner fans? Because it hasn't been close, but what does it mean to Oklahoma?
Oh, it's awesome, man. It's the best game of the year. It's a house divided. You know, I think a lot about it. I worked at a radio station in Tulsa that was both the Oklahoma State affiliate for a couple of years, and then became the Oklahoma affiliate. You know, it's a fun rivalry across all sports, right? Basketball is fun. Wrestling is amazing. Softball has become amazing. Baseball is a blast. I mean, I hate to think about a future for Oklahoma sports without Bedlam, and I don't think there will be. You know, Mike Gundy said as we're taping this, it kind of feels like this is going to be the last Bedlam in Stillwater for football for a while. But Bedlam means looking at your neighbor and for a day you hate him. that's your arch rival, but it also, you know, can be within households. You know, you have, look at the Gundy family. Mike Gundy's been the record-setting Hall of Fame coach for the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and his brother has been the longest-tenured assistant coach in the Big 12 right now. He's been at Oklahoma since 1999 and beat Oklahoma State back in 1991. So it's a house divided, it's a state divided, but it is an absolute blast. And I don't care how one-sided the numbers are. When these two teams get together, it matters. It matters to Oklahoma fans, and I know it matters to Oklahoma State fans too. So I love it. I love everything about it. I love getting to see the people. Mac Butler, great director of ops for Oklahoma State. Chad Weiberg's done an incredible job. Our guys like Dave Hunziker and Robert Allen, John Holcomb, it's friendships, right? But for one day, you kind of look at them a little bit differently, right? For one day, it's like, okay, we got to get you. And if they get you, they get bragging rights for 364 days.
I'm sure some people are thinking, gosh, if I had a neighbor that I hated for just one day, what, call me lucky.
I like the way you put that.
Hey, Chris Plake from the Sooner Sports Network, thank you so much. Enjoy Bedlam. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks.
Can't wait. It's going to be a blast. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate your time.
This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Cream soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football. Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can listen to the show on Sirius XM Channel 375. That's the Big 12 channel. We are on Thursdays, 6 Eastern. So if you miss on one of our great radio affiliates across the footprint and you love the show that much, you just can't wait, find it on Sirius XM Channel 375. All right, let me look at some interesting tidbits and schedules as we start to wind down on this week's program. The Iowa State men finished as the national runner-up for the fifth time in program history, earning its best cross-country finish at NCAAs since 1994. Down in Tallahassee, Florida, ISU's Wesley Kiptoo finished second in the 10K, just 5 seconds behind BYU's Connor Mance. Well, BYU, they're coming to the conference. Good for them. This is Kiptoo's second cross-country All-America honor. Teammate Thomas Pollard finished 21st. He got his first career All-America nod. Oklahoma State finished third, and they were led by Isaiah Rodriguez, who finished 22nd, becoming a three-time cross-country All-American. Shea Foster was 27th, and Victor Shitsama, 29th. They finish as All-Americans for Oklahoma State. And Texas had a 14th-place finish. Yassin Abdallah ended up 32nd. And the Big 12 had three student-athletes finish in the top five of the women's 6K. West Virginia's Celie McCabe finished third. marking the highest NCAA championship finish in Mountaineer program history. Congratulations to her. Iowa State's Kaylee Logue placed fourth, her second cross-country All-America honor, and Oklahoma State's Taylor Rowe became an All-American for the second straight year, coming in fifth. The Cyclones were ninth as a team, and they claimed their first top 10 finish since 2014. Oklahoma State was 13th, its best team finish since 2015, and West Virginia 21st. Good job. Number four-seeded TCU went the distance with the number one-seed Rutgers this past Sunday in a 1-1 double overtime match, but was unable to advance to the Elite Eight, falling 5-4 in penalty kicks. TCU finishes their season 19-2-3, and they're now 4-5-3 all-time in the NCAA tournament. Coach Eric Bell is building something nice there in Fort Worth. Congrats on a great season. All right, let's look at the hoop schedule for this weekend, starting with men's basketball Thursday. Baylor playing in the Bahamas. They've got Arizona State. The same day that I recorded Big 12 this week, they're playing Thursday and Friday. Kansas is in Orlando. They'll play Thursday and Friday, taking on North Texas, then either Dayton or Miami. Iowa State playing Xavier in Brooklyn on Wednesday. That game taking place as I speak. And the Cyclones will play Memphis or Virginia Tech on Friday. Oklahoma State travels to Oral Roberts Friday afternoon. West Virginia hosting Eastern Kentucky. The Mountaineers coming off a third-place finish at the Shriners Classic in Charleston. And then Saturday, Texas Tech hosting Lamar. Oklahoma is in Orlando against Central Florida. Women's basketball, Thanksgiving morning, 10 a.m. in Cancun. Baylor playing Fordham. They'll be on the beach by 1 in the afternoon. They've got actually a really busy schedule. West Virginia plays Purdue in Florida. Friday and Saturday, busy days. As I mentioned, Baylor in Cancun, Oklahoma State and Kansas are in Vegas. The Jayhawks are off to a 4-0 start. Iowa State, TCU, and Texas Tech all on the road. They'll play through the weekend. Tech is playing in Katy, Texas for the Van Chancellor Classic. Texas and K-State have home games. All right, that kind of gets us caught up as to what's happening in and around the conference. We'll wrap things up here next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
As I finish up, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy your time with your family. Don't talk politics. Don't talk vaccine mandates. Stay away from that. So, and if you're in Oklahoma, do not bring up Bedlam. Just save that till Saturday, will you? Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.